Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 3, episode 5. I got it right. Suck it. So. This episode was fine. There's nothing too big, nothing too small. It was fine. We're setting stuff up, I think, to go into.
Yes, we're in the building going, block phase. There's, yes. It's not boring. It's not terrible by any means, but we're ready for what's coming next.
Which will be a war. I'm so excited. Okay, find us on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. Tons of other podcasts. Go check them out. Also, be sure to rate, subscribe, and review. We haven't gotten a review in a while, but if it's not 5 stars, we don't even want it.
We did this a while ago, but like, just stop what you're doing. You can still listen to it. Just go hit those 5 stars.
5 stars. Leave a 4-star review. We'll take that. Put a little criticism in there.
I'll never forget. I watched this. That'll work as a review.
I watch this. That sounds lovely.
I guess listen to this is what they do.
I watch this show, but do not listen to this podcast. 5 stars.
Works for me.
Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, you can find our Facebook group. There are some spoilers. So maybe like wait till you hit season 6 or 7, then we should be all good. Also follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Sometimes Peter and Christina Kelly like a photo, which they're both at one. We keep track of the famous people that like our photos. Don't think we don't. And then join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you'll get if you'll join our Patreon. So for $1 a month, we will share with you our amazing pre-shows where you get to know us better, because who wouldn't want to get to know us better? That's the motto of our lives. And you'll get access to any episode that we record early. So this one, you're listening to in April. Hello, April. I hope it's springtime. I hope we get
flowers, vaccinated. Green.
What else? I don't know. There's going to be tons that's different. Instead, we're in January, very beginning of it. It's cold. We're in the Midwest. It's miserable. It's fine. We are looking forward to where you are in the future. But you could have had this 3 months ago. What are you doing? Okay. And then for $2 a month, you get everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after show, which is where we do spoilers, because we are doing this podcast spoiler free. Obviously, Meredith and I know what's happening because we're obsessed with the show and we couldn't stop binge watching even if we wanted to. So we don't want to spoil anything. That's what our after show is for. Also, we will say your name on the podcast. So we have our girl Jackie, right? Hey, Jackie, how's it going?
Hey, girl.
And then we have Mariah, who joined us like beginning of season 3. And now the bit gets even better, because you thought we'd only have one patron. And then you thought they can't get more than 2 patrons. Joke's on you, because we have 3 patrons. Woo! Everyone, please welcome Tracy.
Tracy.
She is part of the gang now. Tracy, we are so happy to have you. We cannot stress enough.
Alicia just wiped a tear from her eye.
Oh, it's beautiful. I literally, when I saw Tracy join, I called and texted Meredith and I was like, oh my God, our new favorite. We love her.
We love you, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Okay. And then for $5 a month, you will get access to everything I just said. Plus, you will get to ask us any questions. Do you want to ask us about Vanderpump? Fine. Do you want to ask us about another Bravo show? Fine. Do you want to ask us about what we did on Saturday?
Do you want to tell us about you? Even
Fine.
Better.
We know so much about Jackie. I feel like we've been friends 4 years.
Just 3 seasons.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure anyone can comment on our show. So feel free to do that. But we're going to specifically ask Jackie questions and respond to her questions. But if we see a question come through, we'll probably answer it on our after show. Whatever. It happens.
We're here for the party.
Yeah. We're just trying to meet people in COVID. This is our only way. Also, we will pay, if you're $5 a month, we will pick a patron of the episode. It's still Jackie, because it's only Jackie at $5. We love all our patrons. But Jackie's our main bitch. She was the first one. You know, like our first child. Yeah. Always holds a special place in our heart. Even though Jackie, don't think Jackie's our child. She's not. We didn't.
She's not.
Make
She's
her join.
Way cooler.
We could never have a child.
And we would never be able to keep her alive. She keeps herself alive.
Okay. I think, oh no, ugh, that's not even it. You guys, we have so much going on. Oh
my hot damn.
So we have a whole podcast up on our Patreon that you can get for $1 a month. It's called One Season Wonders. And it's the show where Meredith and I watch a show that only had one season and we talk about it. And this time we did NYC Prep, which was amazing. It's 8 episodes. It's absolutely fucking hilarious. You should watch the show on the Bravo app and then you should listen to our podcast because both are absolutely hilarious.
And then look out this summer to launch on its own podcast.
Yes.
And we'll have more content rolling out.
Yes. You should be able to see it on this show currently.
Yes.
I think. But we will eventually get it on our its own podcast. Also, while you're listening to this in April, you also are probably watching Summer House because Vanderpump and Summer House go hand in hand. We have a live Summer House podcast going on right now called Summer Woo! Is Fun for season 5 because I forgot how much I love Summer House. Summer House is fun, let me tell you. So look out for that. Go listen. Hooray. I think that's it. I think we did it. I think I did it. Okay.
You crushed it.
Hooray.
You want to tell me what happened talk about this last? Do you want to tell me what happened last episode?
I guess. Okay. So
no.
That was the most unenthusiastic, I guess. So
I mean,
last time on Vanderpump Rules, Jax got a nose job. All of Schwartz's friends hate on Katie, especially Jax. Stassi's back in LA without a job. Sandoval and Kristen were suspended from Sir while James was fired, but he fought his way back into Lisa's heart and his job, whereas Sandoval walked his way right out of Lisa's bar. And what this is makes Katie question what kind of father Schwartz will be. So,
I mean, I'm a little concerned.
The suspense is killing me. So we are now at Bark and Bitches because we're going to go look at some dogs. So Tom Schwartz is here and Tom Sandoval and Ariana come to meet him. And Tom Schwartz is looking to maybe buy a dog because Katie's been kind of pressuring it with the kids and the engagement thing. And he wants to kind of pump the brakes. So we figure this is a really good distraction.
Let me slap a Band-Aid on this one.
On this
dog.
Bullet room. Yeah. On this bullet wound. Yeah. So, yeah, this Sandoval and Ariana both agree that this is probably not like a great tactic. Schwartz is also hoping that this baby talk is kind of like a Ninja Turtles movie, like how right after you see it you want to fight but then it wears off.
I think this is true,
the baby thing.
Yeah, like when you see like a cute baby it's like fun for a minute and you're like, oh my god, like I mean I'm not that far into it but I'm like, oh, like they're not so bad, and then you like walk away and then it's like, oh, they're kind of cute, like, and then you're like, okay, no, we're still not in for it.
Okay. Strictly, I love how you and I both think of babies like, oh, they're not like terrible things.
Whereas yeah, other I don't are, like, want one. I like my sister's three kids. They're fun to play with. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Like, yeah. And then they do something and I'm like, yeah, never mind.
I just love most girls are like, my ovaries are on fire with baby love. And you and I are like, they're like fine for 5 minutes and then I don't want it anymore.
They're on a preheat setting that's taken a while to warm up.
Everyone thinks that Katie's really pushing him on the baby thing because of Stassi, because Stassi has baby fever. Stassi's that bitch that loves babies 24/7.
I did not feel this way when I first watched this season, but I'm kind of annoyed that everything Stassi does, they really tie to Katie. I think it's because of like where I am in my life watching this, that like I would be pissed if every single one of my friends who got married, then I was tied to them and they're like, well, Meredith wants to get married. I'd be like, no,
it's not. I agree. I think, look, this, we'll talk about this later, but I think Katie is unfairly constantly judged. Okay. Yeah. She has her one best friend she hangs out with all the time. And yeah, maybe she sees a cute baby and she's like, wow, I really want a baby eventually, maybe 30 years. We don't even know. But just because Stassi like wants a baby now means Katie wants that baby immediately.
Yeah. No, unless she has said things like that, which we haven't seen. But even if she like agrees with Stassi, doesn't mean she actually means it. Sometimes I feel like girls just agree because it's like a conversation. We're like, oh yeah, they're so cute.
Also, are you
like let me pop one out of here right now.
Also, is it really worth sitting with your girlfriend and your girlfriend's like, I can't wait till we have babies. And you'd be like, actually, I can't wait till we have babies. And let me tell you why. No, you're just like, yeah, okay, bye.
Tell me more. Right? Like, you tell me more. I'm not going to participate. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Schwartz ends up pulling the trigger and he adopts Gordo.
I love the name.
Gordo. I know. Not, he does look like an old man.
Not a big dog person, same. But love the name. Actually, and I don't think this one is too cute, but the name fits it.
Yeah. I'm actually really surprised that Katie and Schwartz already don't have a dog because everyone else fucking has a dog. Stassi already has a dog, but Katie didn't have a dog because Katie wanted a dog five ever because Stassi has a dog. Like, right there.
Also, a dog isn't that big of a commit. I mean, it is a commitment. Like,
too much for me.
I feel like this is kind of a good, like, band-aid if he really wants one. This will buy him, like, a year. Yeah, that's what he wanted.
He's fine. It's fine.
Great plan.
So now we're at Sir. Lisa's here. Stassi walks in. She's meeting up with Lisa for drinks. It's very fun. Stassi's no longer an employee. This is very exciting for her. I think she wants to kind of be on Lisa's level. And though she's not there yet, having lunch with Lisa is a great start, you know?
Well, she's already one step above than she was last year. Mm-hmm. She's not working there.
True. So Stassi's telling Lisa how she's doing her fashion blog, but she's not getting any money from that yet. And Lisa's like, hey, I have to do this magazine cover for Frontier Magazine. How about you style me? Which is like,
I think this is awesome.
Fucking amazing. Awesome. So then now to kill the mood a little bit, Sheena comes by. And she's here to take their order, but she does not.
Not they.
She comes to take Lisa's order and does not even look at Stassi.
Nope.
And Sheena offers Lisa. She's like, "Can I get you something to drink?" And Lisa's like, "Well, Stassi probably wants something to drink." And Sheena responds, "She knows where the bar is." Oh my god, petty! It's hilarious, but I'd be like, god. "Oh, I hate it."
I'm kind of shocked Sheena did this in front of Lisa.
I know. This was bold. This was bold.
Yeah.
And Lisa clarifies that Stassi's a customer, not an employee anymore. And then Lisa again is like, why aren't you two talking to each other? This seems stupid because it kind of is. And Stassi responds with my all-time favorite line in the entire world. I mean, I'm not really sure what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
You didn't do it with a nice ass, but I'm
sorry.
I'm not sure what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
I've done it so many times in season 8. Go listen. Binge watch and go listen.
I have aspired to be in a moment like this. I'll just be my true self at this point. To talk down to somebody like this.
Same. I want to.
With an iconic line.
This is my favorite thing. So Lisa doesn't really know what's happening with Stassi and Sheena. Stassi says it's because she's best friends with Kristen and Jax, and Stassi just can't have that in her life. And I get that. I get it. Mm-hmm. Again, I think this is Sheena, you know, not being a loyal friend. I think she was a good friend to Stassi, but you got to be a loyal friend. You got to stick by your girls. And Sheena just wasn't that.
I think it's a mix. I think, like, Stassi isn't friends with Sheena anymore because Sheena isn't loyal. And I think Sheena's not friends with Stassi because Sheena doesn't know how to have boundaries and friendship respect for herself and didn't know when to walk away. And so because she never walked away, like, resentment build up.
That's true. Yep. 100%. So it's just a mess. And Lisa should probably stop trying to make these two be friends, but it's fine. And then Sheena comes back. There's only one glass of Pinot Grigio because they ran out and they're going to have to chill another. And Sheena gives it to Lisa. And Lisa's like, you can give that to Stassi. Now go get me a cup of tea.
Lisa ordered the drink. Lisa ordered it for Stassi knowing that Sheena wouldn't have ever brought Stassi anything.
Oh, you think?
Think Lisa like sensed it because then she was like, and here you go. And now I'll have a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, because Lisa's a super rosé bitch. She wouldn't order Pinot Grigio.
She'll drink some wine, but I feel like typically her first drink in the restaurant is tea. And then if it's night, she'll always drink wine,
rosé. It's always rosé. Good call. Yeah. So Stassi gets her Pinot Grigio. Sheena gets to not wait on Stassi, I guess, because she really didn't. And Lisa gets to listen to this argument. So we're all winners here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now we're at the doctor's office. Sandoval drove Jax to his follow-up appointment with the nose. This, we really quick touch on, like, Schwartz buying a dog, and Jax doesn't think this is a good idea because Schwartz tells Jax all the time about how unhappy he is and how Katie and Schwartz fight all the time, and Jax knows Katie's done some questionable things, and Jax hasn't. Oh, anyway. My God.
I just hate this.
So, the hot doctor walks in. I didn't realize how attractive he was until this episode.
And I didn't even really look at him.
Oh, yeah. He walked in and I was like, wow, hot doctor. And then I was like, okay, Jackson Sandoval also find him hot. I'm not weird. So, yeah, doctor meets the other Tom. This is a prerequisite to be friends with Jax.
Honestly, it kind of seems like it.
Is that why Peter's not around? He doesn't have the right name.
Oh, no. Well, do you think if they brought a third Tom on the show, he would be friends with him? Yeah, that would Jax actually be like, wild.
You're my best Tom. Friend. I know. So many times. Yeah, so Jax did do some activity, which the doctor told him not to, but it wasn't strenuous because she was on top.
I can't. This is like... I thought this was actually so funny, but I'm like, you literally have a disregard for your health. I would be kind of stressed out. And also, can you imagine yeah, having sex doctor. With Jax, like, and he has his nose thing on?
And he's just looking up at you and you're like,
stop. I would actually, I would need it to be pitch black, eyes closed, just like
put a ski mask on him and just be like, this is better.
That would honestly be easier.
Okay,
who knew we needed face masks back then?
So this splint comes off. Oh my God. And like he had so much the stuff thing up his nose.
In there, in your, how does your nose expand? Like I can't even. Getting a COVID test is painful. Can you imagine having that shoved up your nose?
I was watching this and shoving my nose, my nostrils together, just like, no, no, no.
I literally was like tapping it as if I'd just done like Coke, which I never have done in my life, by the way. But I feel like in movies, you like see it being done and people like tap really their quick. Nose.
Touch your nostrils.
I'm doing it right now. I feel like I'm like bleeding.
You'd be a really good Coke person. You know how you have the master of it right after.
I just like am imagining something in my nose. Oh my God. I like.
It's bad. It was bad. Also, Sandoval can't tell a difference.
I can't.
And honestly, I can like, you?
No. The bump. If he did sideways, like, and you had the two pictures next to each other, yes, but, like, just seeing him, I'm like, what's different?
Yeah, it's not a new nose. It's just a fixed nose. But, yeah, so the doctor leaves, and this is where Sandoval is like, dude, that doctor gets laid literally all the time. And then Jax is like, he's also a pilot. And then Sandoval has to one up and be like, but does he play guitar? Which... I think Sandoval's got that one in the bag. Oh, no one's better.
My God.
So now we're at Katie and Tom's apartment. Stassi and Katie just chilling, talking about nothing. And the door opens and there's a dog right there, right? And Schwartz is outside trying to like usher the dog
to run in.
Yeah, to Katie. And it just goes like in the wrong direction, I'm assuming, to their bedroom. And so Schwartz has to go get the dog. But
this is a great release, in my opinion. Is. I loved this.
And then, did you just get a dog? Stassi's in shock. Katie's
tearing up. She's like,
wait, got a dog? Is that our dog, Gordo? What's his name?
We're puppy parents. I didn't like the crying and the excitement. I'm not on board because I wasn't excited about a dog, but I like the release of the dog into the apartment.
Yeah, it was very, it was a good try.
Very Schwartzy.
Yeah. And then Katie says that this can be their ring bearer at their wedding. And so she's like, oh my God, time to Pinterest wedding.
And it's like, oh shit, this did not give me a year.
Oh, Schwartz fucked himself up.
I think he won on the babies. checked.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna baby anytime soon. Also, are you, you have to move before you get a baby. You're not gonna have a baby in a one bedroom Los Angeles apartment, are you? Come on.
I mean, there are some crazy people out there.
Come on, Katie's gonna wait for the baby. So you have that. If you move, then you're getting a baby soon after.
Stay where you are forever.
Yeah, don't leave. Okay, so now we're at Sir. Ken and Lisa are here. Ken grabs Lisa's ass super quick. It's so cute. So, Kristen is, at first I'm like, oh, Kristen's walking James to work. That's very nice. But no, joke's on me. Kristen's back in business at Sir.
Has James worked since he like got his job back? Or do you think he was on the same suspension cycle? Like he got his job back, but he was probably suspended maybe?
No, I think after he begged Lisa, then Peter, and Peter was like, fine, you're on probation.
Okay.
I'm sure then he
but this is his first day back too, along with everybody else.
I would probably assume so.
Okay.
This, it doesn't seem like this was that much longer after the last episode. True. So I'm assuming. Ariana and Tom are also here. They do some kisses before work. Some cute
Everybody's back in business, getting paid.
And then Jax walks in with a big bandage on his nose. And Danny's like, wow, cute nose job. Huh? And
I then love Jax.
Jax goes behind the bar and Tom's like, hey man, nice fucking bandage. And Jax is just, ugh, I'm so upset. People are going to ask me about this all night.
I'm getting a stream of 23 girls walking up to me asking what happened.
So annoying. And then Tom Sandoval is like, well, you wore a giant fucking bandage. And Jax goes, it's to protect myself from people.
I don't want anybody to hit
near
me.
My nose. People, because people always hit my nose. Listen, I'm 5'2". Jax is at least 6 foot. No one touches my nose. So I don't know who the fuck's touching Jax's nose.
Well, it's like, okay, if an accident's going to happen, it's going to happen if that bandage is on there or not, because it's going to be like, oh, somebody's like turning around.
Yeah.
They don't see you. No, tell me when you've been hit in the nose, minus the, can you feel this? Like without being in a fight, tell me when somebody has hit your nose just to be funny.
Sometimes at a crowded bar, people would run into my nose, but it wasn't like.
But like your little bandage would do nothing.
Yeah, that bandage is fucking doing nothing. If someone's going to come for your nose, they're going to come for your nose. Also, no one's going to walk up and be like, hey man, how was your nose job? And smack your nose. They're not going to hit. No one ever after a broken arm smacks that arm.
No.
Okay? Like it doesn't. You're fine.
And it's like the body parts people smack are not noses. Like. It's like somebody's ass or
your hands are going to get smacked around accidentally. Yeah. You're going to hit your elbow. Maybe it's not your nose. Your nose is fucking fine. And then he admits he's doing it a little bit for sympathy. Only a little bit.
Just a little bit. You mean that whole 100%?
Yeah. So now Katie comes to the bar and she's like, hey, Jax, how are you? And Jax responds,
How am I?
Fine. Not that you care.
Are you serious? Like, you didn't even text me. Didn't reach out.
And Katie's like, I do care. Like, it's fine. And Jax is like, I was in the hospital. This is the same thing you did to Sheena with her too. And I didn't even like Sheena. And I texted her. And I thought we were friends, but we're not friends anymore. And Katie's
can you
like,
imagine if somebody did this to you at work.
I would have started laughing and I'd be like, okay, you marinate on that one and like leave it because I do not care. Okay. You're going to get mad about something super stupid. I do not.
Over this your is like, elective cosmetic surgery.
This is like when someone's like, you didn't text me happy birthday. Well, fucking sorry.
Oh my
sorry?
God. That is a perfect analogy.
It's not like I meant, especially if later I'm like, oh my God, happy belated birthday. I'm so sorry. Obviously if I skip over it, you could be like, it was my birthday. And I could be like, yeah. Ooh. But like, I don't miss my best friend's birthday. It's not like I text my best friend's boyfriend on his birthday.
No. Here's the thing. Also, I don't like the comparison to Sheena because, I mean, I think Sheena was dramatic last year, but hers was an accident.
Yes.
And was a little bit more serious than this elective surgery Jax had.
Agreed. This is whatever. And so this is when Jax goes, did you ask Stassi's permission to talk to me right now?
My God.
And Katie clarifies that she's doing this for Schwartz because I'm sure Schwartz went home and was like, everyone's giving me shit that you're like not friendly to my friends. So this is Katie going, hi Jax. Now I'm in
How
person.
Are you?
And maybe not over a text message. And I'm asking you, how are you? And obviously, it's still like a new thing because you still got this bandage on.
You're wearing this bandage, so I'm checking in on you.
Yeah. And Jax is like, oh, whatever. Don't do it just for Schwartz. And Katie's like, okay, bye. Like, this is stupid. This is the dumbest conversation.
He's so dramatic. Can you imagine
a child
got your like boyfriend's friend yelling at you because you didn't make sure his nose job went okay?
I would be so unbothered. The more I say it, the more tell you. Also, why wouldn't my boyfriend just be like, hey, I don't know, these flowers are from me and Alicia. Like, who the fuck's gonna just be like, these are only from me. Alicia needs to buy her own flowers.
All my legit guy friends had COVID and I didn't text a single one of them.
Why the fuck would you? Glad
like
you
my
lived.
Friend Kate said she dropped shit off and I'm like, are they fine? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, great. I'll Snapchat you.
Call
like,
me when they go to the hospital.
Yeah, like you're fine. You're I don't fine. Need to coddle you.
This is so stupid. Again, I'm sure Schwartz could have just walked in and been like, Katie and I are thinking of you. Katie doesn't have to set.
It's not even Schwartz's button. Job. Like, why does Jax care if Katie is thinking about him? He does it.
This is some background. It's not a spoiler. But one time Katie fell through a skylight before this show happened. Did Jax text her about it? I wonder. Because she fucking fell like 18 stories through a skylight.
Yeah. Katie tells this story later on, but it did happen before
it
the did. Show.
It happened way before the show.
You can Google it.
She has, if you see, fun fact, if you see her tattoo, that's the date it happened. It's like November something.
Oh.
Yeah. So, hey, Jax, what text message did you send Katie then? I wonder. Just let me know.
Anyways, move on. Let's go to crazy Kristen.
So yeah, Ken and Lisa are chilling at the stable and Kristen shows up and she's just like, hi.
Oh my God.
She's like the Grim Reaper. She shows up.
I would say hi to them and be like, thank you so much. And like a quick in, quick out if you want to do anything. But your goal is to not be seen or heard. No problems.
Oh, no. She's seen and heard.
Hey.
And they're like, oh, you're back. And Lisa, Kristen's like, yeah, I'm like so sorry. I'm here to keep it professional, though. Don't you worry. Although I do think Peter was a little hard on me, even though he's
a little attacked.
He was given the title of management, so I understand. And I was just shut the fuck up. Shut up.
When she was saying this, I was like, no, he wasn't given the title. Like, he earned your manager.
Yeah, he earned management. I'm sure they didn't just hand it to him, okay?
It's not like that's just his title whenever he's on this show just for shits and gigs. Like, he is your manager, and he is raising a concern at a, like, company
staff meeting where we were all raising concerns about Kristen.
Or behaviors.
There
this was the time to do it.
Oh my God. And basically Lisa and Ken just dismiss her. And Ken's like, why the fuck do you keep giving her chances? You gotta stop.
He did say this is the last chance.
This
though.
Is it. This is fucking it. Okay, so Jax and Christina Kelly talk about his nose for a little bit. And Christina, I think, is just like listening to kill some time at work. She's like, wow, you're such a different person. And like exactly like that.
Oh my God.
And all these customers, I'm sure, have to listen to Jax. I don't even know. This couple, he is like explaining his nose job. And I don't think the couple asked.
I don't know who asked, who started it, but they were kind of engaged. They were just like, I think they were either way, for sure. It seemed like they were kind of gonna laugh at him later.
Yeah,
but this is kind of like, you're in LA, it's kind of like looking at zoo animals if you're not from there.
Yeah,
like, here's one in the wild right after surgery.
Wow. Like, we would be like, what's on your nose?
Like, tell me everything about it.
Yeah, 100%. And then to make things worse, Sheena drops in and she's like, the nose is so ugly. You should see it without the bandage. Ew. And I was like, oh, okay, great segue. But it's fine. So, I also love that Jax is telling this couple. He's like, I drank and you're not supposed to drink. And also I ate steak and you're not supposed to eat steak.
Red meat.
Which was the one I was like, you couldn't avoid a steak for like 7 days. Dude. This is like blatant disregard. Fine, drink a little, but you won't have to eat a fucking steak.
Yeah, just chicken, ground, I guess. Well, the best, whatever. No, what's hilarious is Sheena walks up and goes, I heard you talking and I heard my name.
Yeah.
When did, we never got a clip of him saying her name.
yeah, I don't know. Because now we're just talking about the conversation with Katie. And I don't remember, I don't remember Katie bringing up Sheena one.
Jax did say when Sheena was injured, actually, okay, never mind.
Oh, well.
He did say her name. But I don't like when people are like, I heard my name from over there.
I'm also 1,000% sure Sheena was going into this, like, why was Katie talking about me? And it was like, literally, Jax brought you up to compare his nose to your tooth.
Your tooth it's, emergency we're surgery. All fine.
Okay, so Sheena then is like, I wonder if Stassi approved of Katie motorboating actor guy at the club that night. And I was like, motorboating? And then I guess the story is a few months ago, Jax was at the nightclub and he looked over and saw Katie motorboating some guy's crotch.
Not Jax. It was
No, it was Jax at first. The story changes like 17 times. This time, Sheena is telling us that Jax saw it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that's I was so fascinated on this story.
Okay, I didn't get all the changes. I just got the basics.
Okay, so yeah, Jax saw it, supposedly. And Sheena's like, I can't believe you saw that. Also, I just want to bring up, we'll get into this more. But if you're going to motorboat someone's dick, I'm assuming they're wearing jeans. And nothing sounds more uncomfortable than pressing my face against a pair of jeans and rubbing it. So let me, I don't
in public, in public.
I do not think this happened solely because it sounds so stupid.
Okay, also my setup when I imagine this is Katie is on her knees.
Oh, I was picturing the dude on a table.
I was thinking he was sitting and she's on her knees.
Oh, like over head in the crotch. Dick.
Yeah. So I'm like, I just like can't imagine I'm picturing anyone like being this fucking drunk.
Maybe this dude was standing on a table and the back of Katie's head was dancing in front of his dick. So it looked like the back of her head was rubbing it. But I cannot imagine my nose against some zipper going. It just sounds unplausible.
I cannot, especially because like she's kind of famous at this point, you know, like yes. We're 2 seasons into this show.
Also Jax is there.
You know, people who you work with are there, but everybody is a fucking, like iPhones are a thing. So everybody has a camera on them. Camera, like if this happened, I 100% believe photos would have been taken.
100%. Okay, so then they go in. Okay, yeah, they do say the dude was standing on a bar and she was on dick level. and they keep like acting it out, like, and I'm like, why do they keep motorboating the air? We know what motorboating is. I hate it.
Yeah, but like, I never heard of motorboating a dick until this moment.
What dude likes that even? Like, what dude would be like, motorboat my dick?
In public.
Through my khakis. Fuck.
My khakis. You're going to ruin khakis for me. I actually love khakis.
So this is when Sheena says, everyone should be like Sheena and Shay.
Oh my God.
I hate it.
Okay. I wish when people make allegations about each other, I wish like people don't, when you start speaking about yourself, it shows that you're trying to take somebody else down. So you look better.
Yeah.
Like, listen, when I'm gossiping, I'm never putting myself comparing myself to these people because like, come on. I want the gossip.
That's right. Yeah. That's mistake number one, Sheena. Now you look like a bitch. You could have played
it off. Yeah, you look vindictive. It's not stupid. Just like, oh my God, Schwartz needed to know this info. I just wanted to pass this info along. Now it's like, oh, I'm trying to take this couple down. So, because they're the most stable couple on the show.
100%. So now we're in the back of Sig, or in the back of Sir, where Kristen is smoking a cig. And Jax joins her and he thanks Kristen for the text. And has to mention that he didn't get a text from Katie, which I think Jax is now just being a loser. He's just like if I was like, Meredith, thanks for the happy birthday text. My friend didn't text me happy birthday. I'm obviously like bitter about it.
Honestly, if you said that to me, I would never text you on your birthday again.
Yeah, I'm stupid about it. Yeah, it's stupid.
It's dramatic. I'm over it.
So Jax tells Kristen that Katie's trying to get engaged, but he doesn't know any people or any like engaged people who cheat on their boyfriends. Okay. And this is where Jax is like, Sheena and I both saw it happen. And Kristen's like, yeah, you and Sheena both saw it happen, which is untrue because in the scene right before, Sheena was like, I can't believe you saw it, Jax, which makes me think that Sheena did not see it.
I didn't even catch any of this.
Oh, my God.
I thought from the beginning it was Sheena and Sandoval who were there.
They were there, but the story that Jax tells changes each time.
Who saw it?
Yeah, it first goes to Jax.
Was Jax Sheena there too?
Yes. Okay. Jax, Sandoval, Sheena, and Ariana were all there. That's what Katie says, that they're all there. She'll say this later. Jax doesn't say, like, he specifically saw it because Sheena's the one that says, Jax saw it and, like, told us. So now, in the back of Sir with Kristen, Jax is saying that him and Sheena saw it. But if Sheena saw it, she would have in the interview been like, I also saw this thing happen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now this is
story number two. It seems like for sure, Chris, obviously, Kristen wasn't there. So she's the one that's consistently, like, was never there.
No.
Has never seen it. But it seems like it jumps around who did see it. Because Sandoval at some point jumps in later and says he saw it too.
No, I don't think so. Let's keep going.
No, he does. Well, it's in my notes. He's like, we all saw it. We know it happened.
Oh, my God. I cannot with this.
It came from his mouth that he saw it.
Oh, I can't with this story changing.
But that, I think, was the nuzzling, though. I don't think he saw the motorboating thing.
I don't think Sheena saw anything. Okay. I think she just saw Katie at the club with these other people. And then I think Jax was like, oh, my God, she motorboated a dick. And now he's like, Sheena also saw it because I told her at the club. And it's like, no, that's not. Whatever. Okay. So now
this investigative reporting we're doing right here.
So now Kristen is like, oh my God, I immediately believe Jax. I cannot believe Katie did that. Why is everyone shitting on me when Katie did something just as bad?
You can either come clean or have the worst summer of your life.
Okay. Does Kristen realize what she, even if this is true, what she did was 10 times worse? She like can't, it'd be like if I maybe missed a credit card payment, she'd be like, now you're guilty of fucking up too. And it'd be like, well, it's not the same thing because.
It's like, you're in $10,000 worth of debt too.
It's like, no, well, you fucked up.
No, I owe a $30 late fee.
Yes. Calm down. So now we're at Lisa's house. It's the day of the photo shoot. Stassi's here trying to get past the scary swan. I personally don't like birds, so this would freak me out.
It looks pretty from on TV, but I would be pissed if I had to roll up to Lisa's all the time.
Same. Okay, the theme is Greek goddess. Stassi's really, she loves playing in the jewelry, and I get it. This thing is her closet's like a mall. Okay?
Yeah, and it's been a while since Stassi's been there. 6 months easily.
Yeah. The only problem is Stassi's not going fast enough for Lisa. We got to go. This is some real shit.
Yeah, but also Stassi mentions Stassi's not here to style Lisa. She's here to tell Lisa her style choices are good.
Yes. And I think carry everything and help style Jiggy.
She's her assistant. Just nod and say yes and hold this shit.
Yes. But I think Lisa would, and we'll get to this, but I think Lisa would say that she was the stylist on it. Like, I think Lisa would give her that and be like,
yes, but this is kind of nepotism in a way. Like,
yeah.
Oh, Stassi's basically like her daughter. It's like, here, I'll give you a credit. It'll boost you in your career. I want to help you, but I don't actually need your help.
Yeah. Plus, I think Lisa has an idea. And if Stassi didn't like it, Stassi could say no, I think that's a bad idea. And I think Lisa would have listened to her. But does Lisa have a bad dress? Let's be honest.
Exactly. That's the thing is, if Stassi wasn't in the picture, Lisa would have done this herself and just gone I'm sure she has a shopper kind of people at Bloomingdale's or something who helped her shop.
Rocio would have done it.
Sure. But I don't think there would have been someone on site picking out her clothes. There would have been an assistant running around with all of her crap, but that just happens to be Stassi today.
Mm-hmm. Really quick, we go to the pool. With the Sir gang minus Katie, mostly everyone else is there. It's like Sheena, Ariana, the boyfriend.
Schwartz isn't there either.
No. Yeah. And they're all chilling. The boys, Peter, Jackson, Sandoval, really quick, have a powwow, and Sandoval tells them that Ariana invited Katie, but Katie didn't want to come because Sheena, and this is where Sheena is like, it's annoying because then that means Schwartz can't come hang out with his friends and Katie's dictating it.
Okay, here's the thing. Shouldn't you be mad at Schwartz because he won't come because of his girlfriend versus the girlfriend?
Also, maybe Katie was like, I don't want to go. And maybe then Schwartz was like, do you want to grab lunch instead? Like, maybe he was like, I'll hang out with my girlfriend. Also, we just got a new dog. We're parents now.
I don't get people who are upset when like somebody significant other won't come, because to be honest, I prefer it when my friends' Same. Significant others don't come.
Like, I just don't get it. And then Sheena has to again be like, they're not even a happy couple because Katie motorboated this guy's dick.
How many, oh, we should have done a drinking game. How many times do you think they've said motorboated the dick?
And then Sandoval doesn't say anything mean about Katie. He just says that he doesn't think it's time for them to start thinking about marriage, which is fair. That's a fair thing.
Sandoval's 100%. Like says his opinion about things, but doesn't say it vindictively. He's like concerned for his friend. He voices it and then he moves on.
Yeah. But Jax is like, I think Schwartz would be better off without Katie. Which I think is a bad friend. Like, I think if you genuinely have concern for your friend, you should be like, hey, bro, like, I'm worried, opposed to, like, just break up with your significant other that you love. I don't care.
I wonder if Sandoval sees himself in Schwartz and, like, what his – it's obviously not the exact same levels, but sees how he felt in his relationship, knows he's found someone better, wonders if maybe there's someone better for Schwartz than Katie. Not that it's bad. Yeah. It's not as bad as like him and Chris, like Sandoval and Kristen season. But like, think about Kristen and Sandoval season one. Like they weren't terrible. Fine,
Yeah. I guess it's just a matter of like, do you want to move on? And also like, is your relationship that bad? I mean, they've been dating a while. I'm sure like you go through rough patches. Like you get tired of each other. You're in a one bedroom, but you just got a dog. That's fun. Hooray. Yeah.
It's like, is there actually something wrong here? Or are you not happy with them being in a relationship?
Yeah, 100%. Because they do say, Jax is like, I'm way happier without Stassi. Sandoval's way happier without Kristen. So Schwartz would be way happier without Katie. And it's like, no, just because your friendship group didn't work out. Maybe like Katie and Tom can still. The whole gang doesn't always have to hang out together. I don't understand.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't think they like that things changed. Here we are.
Whatever. So now we're at Pump. It's time for the photo shoot. Unfortunately, Stassi is 20 minutes late. We don't know why.
I'm so curious what the fuck happened. I wish we got more details on why she was late. And I like when they put timestamps on things because it really makes it more dramatic.
100%. But Stassi eventually does show up. And Stassi's a little mad. She thinks Lisa needs to treat her better. Also, it's hot out. Yeah. I think... whatever, she's on the cover of a magazine. She's stressed. She's dealing with other shit. As an assistant, you're here to take away the stress, right?
Well, I have two thoughts on this. One, I think Stassi does need to be like grateful and like just put her head down and do the job, even if it's not the job you thought you were gonna do. But I never think it's a bad thing to say please and thank you.
Oh yeah,
no matter 100%. What level you're at, like Stassi should be getting like a thank. Like when you hand something to someone, I always believe like you should. Like it should be a reaction to say thank you, no matter 100%. Who it is.
So it actually does turn out okay. The photo shoot works out.
It looked awesome.
It looked great. Stassi actually gets the card of the photographer, which is great.
Networking. Like that's what you're getting out of this. You're getting contacts.
Yeah. And then neither Stassi or Lisa say thank you to the other, and they're both pissed. I think, and I mean, I know Lisa probably should have been nicer. But I think Stassi should have been the first one to be like, thank you so much for letting me do this.
Yes.
And then Lisa should respond like, thank you for being here and helping me.
Like, I'm so glad happy to I do could this help you. Yeah. For you. Like, thanks like for today.
Yeah. But whatever. But goodbye. So next we're at Tom and Katie's apartment. Katie's at work. So Sandoval and Jack show up in their swim gear and shoot him with Nerf guns.
I think they're water guns.
Water Nerf guns. You're right. I don't know why I wrote water Nerf guns. I don't know why I wrote Nerf guns. You're right.
Say, I'm pretty sure he was soaking wet.
So Schwartz asks if Sheena was talking shit about Katie. And both Tom and Jax are like, no, everything was fine. It was such a fun beach day. Or pool day, whatever they did. And so... Jax then tells Gordo the dog that soon it's just going to be him and Schwartz.
He's such a dick move.
Yeah. Soon Katie won't be in the picture. And Schwartz is literally like, things are really good. Can you not fuck this up for me? Can you just leave everything alone? And this is where Jack says, like, things aren't going to be good once I confront Katie on motorboating that dick. And Schwartz is literally like, but I don't believe the rumor. And then
this is interesting because that means they told him off camera.
Yeah, he already knows. And Schwartz is like, I don't believe it. And this should ideally be the end of it. But no, now Jax has to be like, well, five people saw it. And I'm like, where? What five people? I need names and I need all these people to confirm it.
Let me follow up. I need your sources. Write them down.
Where?
Give me a name and a contact. Form.
And this is where I think Schwartz is a really great person / boyfriend, right? He says Jax is a chronic truth stretcher. Yes. And he already knows Katie is so, like, he already knows Jax hates Katie. So he's going to take everything with a grain of salt, right? Because A, Jax does nothing but lie. And B, if you hate someone, you're going to kind of push that your best friend and not hang out with that person. It just makes sense.
And also, I bet Schwartz is kind of annoyed with this, but he's more annoyed with Jax. And so that's shadowing his annoyance with Katie. Like, if you would let this play out and let him have his own reactions and not force a reaction, his annoyance might grow or something else might happen. Like, things can build. And if you just let things happen naturally, like, oh, yeah, like, totally add a little gasoline here and there. But, like, like, Jax is trying to pour gasoline on like a light bulb and like hoping something happens. Like,
no, yeah, exactly. He's playing this wrong. And Schwartz is like, so over it. He does not care. And then this is where someone's like, I think it's Sandoval says that Sheena saw Katie and this guy kissing next. And now I'm like, where, why didn't Sheena tell us that though? And then she saw the motorboating thing. Sheena could have confirmed this.
It sounds like everybody is saying somebody else saw it.
This rumor, if you're going to try and break up your best friend and his girlfriend, you've got to have the right story.
Button that shit up.
Because now it sounds insane. And Schwartz says that, I think he must have talked to Katie about this already, because he said he believes Katie and Katie said nothing happened.
Yeah. So that's- I also, do we know when this happened? Like, in the timeline of things?
No, it's never clarified. It's just one night out at the club.
I bet this happened before filming started.
Also, the statute of limitations. This better have just happened. If this happened before Vanderpump Rules was even a thing, this is out of the question.
Oh, no. I think this happened, like, in the off time of filming, because think, like, Stassi wasn't here, so Katie was hanging out with probably different people.
And Ariana and Tom were together.
Yes. And, like, everybody was hanging out without Katie.
Yeah. So recently, but okay, here's the thing. If you see this happen, supposedly, you tell your guy friend, which I assume Jax did because Schwartz knows. And I assume Schwartz then asked Katie about it and Katie said nothing happened and Schwartz wants to move on. But for some fucking reason, the boys cannot move on.
We have to film a TV show, so drama.
Schwartz does not care. Schwartz is like anti-TV show drama. He's just like, yeah, whatever.
Because it seems like a lot of stuff happens off camera, but like it doesn't get talked about until cameras are on. Like,
yeah, why wasn't this brought up in episode 1, 2, 3, or 4? We had to wait till 5.
Listen, we had to edit it and wait for these discussions.
A lot happening.
Because people were suspended. That was the drama.
That's fine. All right. So now we're at Cirque. Katie's working. Kristen's working. It's super fucking awkward. Kristen asked for a pen at some point and Katie doesn't have a pen. And it's just like the weirdest conversation I've ever seen. So then we go to the back of Cirque. Katie's just
texting. But it wasn't like that weird. Like, it's not like there was some big angry thing. It was like, hey, do you have a pen? And she was like, like, I don't have my thing. Like,
no, but you could tell like they weren't really making eye contact or anything. Yeah. They were just like, yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah, but Katie, I explained it, I think, to make it seem like.
Yeah. She was like, Kristen, I'm not wearing a thing.
I'm not trying to withhold a pen from you. I legitimately don't have anything on me.
I think it was fine, but I could feel the awkwardness because know.
But there's no hate going. Like, there's nothing to.
No,
I'm just setting that up. So in a minute when we talk about this again.
That's true. I don't think there's any hate Katie towards Kristen. I really don't.
No.
So
especially at Sir. Like, these people are actually pretty good. A lot of these people are pretty good about just like working together. Like, here's Katie working with Kristen. No love, no hate. Apathetic. Yeah.
So now Katie's in the back of Sir. She's on her break. She's just texting. Kristen now has a break. She's just smoking a cig. They're just sitting next to each other. I didn't think this was that awkward. Like, it was fine.
And neither did Katie, is all I'm going to say. No.
Then Kristen goes, like, this is awkward. And Katie's just like, no, it's not. We're just taking our break. Like, we work together. It's fine. And Katie, this is when Kristen's like, I don't know. I just like, it's kind of sad. And Katie's just like, our friendship wasn't good. We were fighting a lot. It was unhealthy. Then everything happened. And now we're here. Like, it's fine. And this is where Kristen's like, but you hang out with Sandoval and he cheated on me. So what's the difference?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Does she not get cheated? Hooked up with Sandoval's best friend and her best friend's boyfriend. Like,
does that just go over? I appreciate that Katie like starts off a lot of this with like, Kristen, before any of this happened, because it's true, at the beginning of like first half of season two, before a lot of the cheating stuff truly started becoming conversation, they did not have a healthy relationship. And Katie identifies that. Like, we were not in a good place before any of this even happened.
Yeah. And Katie also clarifies that Schwartz is friends with Sandoval. Okay. And then Katie doesn't really have a problem with Sandoval. So like, it's fine.
Yeah. She's not like best friends with him. No. She, in a sense, kind of not, it's more than tolerates him, but just like can be around him.
Yeah. Like, I think she, again, this wasn't her best friend that fucked everyone over. Right.
Yeah.
That's Kristen. So Sandoval's just kind of like, whatever. It's not like I held him in high regard anyway.
Like, she doesn't like Jax. The comparison should be Jax. If Katie hangs out with Jax all the time, that's what you can say. But she doesn't.
She doesn't. She doesn't really like Jax. She didn't even text him after his surgery. So there.
Full circle.
And Katie, I think, really fully says, like, I didn't hold Tom in the same regard that I held you. So it's different.
This is the big puzzle piece you seem to be missing.
And Kristen then is like, well, maybe you're not friends with me because Stassi told you not to. I cannot stress enough that this is not it.
No,
Kristen, I understand that Kristen's crazy and like seems to miss.
Go.
No, I'm saying like, I understand that Kristen misses this point because she seems crazy and like doesn't seem to have a like, tie on reality. So like, I'm not too surprised that she's like fucking this up.
Does she miss like Katie, or does she miss like being part of a group, like the top group?
I literally don't know. I think she's just mad that everyone was so hard. Like, all her friends were so hard on her what happened. But maybe Jax did the same thing and he's forgiven by his friends. But it's different.
It's not
everyone.
Katie's
if
responsibility.
If Sandoval wants to be friends with Jax, that's fine. If Stassi and Katie. Yeah. Katie's like, I'm choosing not to be friends with you. Everyone had a choice and that was mine and I'm sticking with it. Sorry.
And when they were at that. When they were at that magazine party, I think that kind of got addressed, that like Sandoval was like, everybody gets to make their own decisions here on how to interact with everybody, like with the fallout. Like, Sandoval's fine being friends and like kind of having Kristen around. Sandoval's fine with Sheena being friends with her. But like, if Stassi's not okay with it, that's fine. But don't judge other people for how they're handling it.
100%. And I think Kristen needs to get her head around that too. So now this is when Kristen, if she was trying to be friends with Katie, she fucked it up right here. She calls Katie out for cheating on Tom Schwartz. And Katie's like, this is dumb. Why would I cheat in front of Jack, Sheena, Shay, Peter, Tom, and Ariana?
I mean, I agree.
10 out of 10. So then this is when Kristen's like, Katie says, this guy wanted to do a photo shoot with her and her friend. So they were talking about that. And then Kristen's like, so then you motorboated his dick, and Katie's like, I don't know what this has to do with literally anything. But then she says she was taking her shoes off, which also doesn't make sense if you're in a club. Why are you taking your shoes off?
Okay, yeah. There's a lot to unpack here. I think the nuzzling thing happened, and that's where this rumor started, because that kind of goes in my mind, that like aligns somewhat with this photo shoot idea, even if they were just joking about it. Like, think if you're like, laughing drunk in a club about taking photos together, you'd be like,
you probably like,
you can
nuzzle,
like do this, you know, like,
or if you laugh, you like you know, if you're drunk and stuff and you're maybe like, maybe she's flirting a little, you know?
Yeah, maybe she has his head on her, maybe she's tired and had her head on his shoulder and like, yeah, like looked up at him. There's so many things where I don't think, I mean, I wouldn't be happy if I was there as the significant other and these things were happening.
Yeah.
But like, come on, this is not that big of a deal as like friend adjacent.
Yeah.
And then the taking the shoes off, I was thinking about this. I'm going to like act this out in my mind. I'm sitting on my couch.
Meredith's on her couch.
Like, say this is a boy.
He's standing on the bar. He's standing on the bar. You're at dick level.
Okay, I was thinking they're sitting again.
Which also doesn't make sense. I think they're talking about two different things because Jack said that the guy was standing and Katie was at dick level. But if she's taking off her shoes, she's below dick level, right?
I know. I was, again, I was thinking they were sitting. But okay, let's say she's sitting. If she's sitting and does this, that looks weird. But if also, if she puts her foot up on something, if she's standing and puts her foot up on something and does this, that is kind of weird still.
That is kind of dick level.
Yeah. So I can kind of see this being misinterpreted wrong and Katie being like, no, okay, I see what you're saying.
Maybe
but no.
She was adjusting her shoe or something. Maybe she wasn't fully taking it off or like whatever.
The taking them off doesn't make sense, but
maybe she had like a pebble in it and she had to take off her shoe to get rid of it. I don't know. But
or like you're loosening the straps on like wedges. Like
that makes sense. If she's adjusting, if her foot's up on like a table and she's adjusting
like
it.
If
so
you're
her
in
head
jeans,
is down.
Yep. Yeah.
I think it would make more sense if they were sitting down and she bent over. Because why would you nuzzle someone's neck standing up? If he's taller than you, ideally, you're not going to nuzzle his neck.
Those incidents were separate.
Yeah. Okay, great. So the story still sucks. And this is, after this whole conversation, Katie's literally like, this is why I can't be friends with you. Which I agree. This friendship group is just trying to take each other down.
Yeah.
Like if I was Schwartz, I'd be like, this is a weird friendship group we have.
You're
right
not convincing me to want to be friends with you by like attacking me on something I'm telling you I didn't do. So either you believe me.
Meredith, be my friend. I'm going to spread rumors about you.
I want to break you up with your boyfriend, but like come hang out with me.
Do you want to grab lunch sometime?
Sit at my table at the club.
So now we get a fun 90-second clip of James and Kristen washing James's car. You know, the fancy one. The fancy Beamer. The white Beamer.
Kristen rubbing her ass over it, suds, whatever.
The boobs wash. Mm-hmm. James says their relationship is so perfect. And Kristen told James that he was better in bed than Tom and had a bigger penis than Tom. What a win.
He says this with such confidence. It kind of makes me sad because it tells me that guys believe anything.
Oh my God. Listen up. If there's any guys listening to this, if a girl's dating you and says you have the biggest dick, she's going to say that to any dude she's dating. Look at your boyfriend and be like,
there is a possibility you do, but like, I actually feel like if you were confident in yourself, you wouldn't be asking.
Yeah.
So if you're, it's kind of like when girls say like, do I look fat? You say no, but they could look fat.
Yeah. 100%.
But you do the polite thing and you say no.
But do you think just to get back at Tom, Kristen maybe was like, hey, you're better at sex 100%. And you have a bigger penis.
But
yeah. So it might not be true.
Probably not.
I don't know.
Have you ever told a guy oh, you're such a good kisser, or like all these things?
And yeah, like, and then you're like,
ugh. You're like, man, why did I tell him that? Because then he's gonna actually think what he's doing is right.
Yes, I have also told a guy that he's an awful kisser, so we're both sides. We did not last very long.
Also, obviously, some things are just preferences, like with sex and with like kissing people. Like,
yeah, it's all
just the way you do it. Sometimes like it's like, that's not really for me, but that could be for someone else. Like they may like that.
That's why people are like, I'm going to teach you how to kiss. And they're not really going to teach you how to kiss.
They're
going to
teach
you
how
to
they like it. Yeah.
Due to their preference. Yeah. So now we're out to lunch with the girls. It's Katie, Stassi, and Christina. They grab their mimosas and their food. Stassi tells them about styling Lisa at Pump. Super fun. Katie tells them about her conversation with Kristen, which Stassi's Stassi coming back into town has just caused everyone to fucking freak out, I guess. So then Katie tells them about this motorboating the dick thing. And Stassi is my mood. She's like, how does that even happen? What?
She's like, what is this?
Why? My first thought is there's a zipper. Why am I motorboating it?
Listen, I thought I was kind of crazy when they're talking about this, and I'm like, am I missing something? I mean, I don't want to be a part of this. I will never be a part of this, but am I missing something?
And then Stassi's
like, no, what the fuck is that? I'm like, okay, cool. Like, we're part of the normal
group.
We're here.
We're in this group. This is our friend group. This is our group.
Yeah,
this is where we get it. So this is where, okay. So I'm both ends of Katie and Tom's relationship. They both have friends that I think are slightly out of line.
Yes.
With like pouring gasoline on this light bulb. Because yes. Now Stassi is like, I don't know why Schwartz is hanging out with people like that. You should tell Schwartz not to hang out with people like that. Why would Schwartz do that? Schwartz needs to stop. And it's like, well, you got to nicely crack the light bulb open and set it aflame. Like, you can't just pour the gasoline.
You got to put some work into it. Some subtle work.
Yeah, subtle work.
Crack it a little silently. Let it fall.
This is
dump that gasoline.
This is where Stassi tells Katie that it's between her or Jax, and Schwartz needs to choose, which again, I disagree with. This is never going to end up well.
Friend of the girlfriend can't tell the boyfriend he can't have his own friends.
Nope.
You can tell it. You can encourage her to say like, you need to stick up for me.
Yeah. You shouldn't hang out with her.
Yeah.
Which I think Schwartz does for the most part have Katie's back, which I appreciate.
I don't.
Really? I think before lunch, I think Schwartz has done a good job of like, stop talking shit on Katie. And also like, can you stop spreading this rumor around?
Which I don't like. I wouldn't be happy with this personally.
Oh, I think we're so far okay. But I think this lunch that's about to happen.
Neutral. In my mind, he's playing neutral and I don't like that.
This lunch is where I'd be like, where's the balls on this guy? But it's fine. So, cheating's actually not normal. That's what Stassi says. I think it's very sad because I do think cheating's kind of normal nowadays, which is very upsetting. Why do they keep making up stupid rumors? They should come up with rumors that these three are lesbians. That'd be at least a fun one. I'd listen to that rumor.
I think Jax would be a little too turned on.
I'd be like, that's a fun rumor. What's happening? Okay, so now we are bike riding with the bros. It's Jax, Schwartz, and Sandoval. It's just like, if you looked out your window and saw three grown men riding in the street, I would just be like, okay.
What's even sadder is like the reason they're doing it is not like to have fun. Yeah. Nope. It's that Jax doesn't have a license.
His dad forgot to pay his insurance. He's 34 years old.
Listen, my parents still pay my car insurance. I'll put that out there. That's because I manipulate them into paying for my car insurance. It's a game. They pay for my brother's. They have to pay for mine. That's where I'm at in my life. However, if my parents stopped paying my car insurance, I would fucking pay for my insurance.
That's true.
And I am not 34 years old. I'm 25.
I'm on my parents' insurance because it's cheaper. And you pay for it? But I pay for it.
Yeah, so, that'll happen here soon, I promise.
Will I ever leave? No, it's similar to the cell phone
thing. Not until you get married.
It's too complicated.
I'm married, I kind of feel like, what's the point?
Yeah, no, it's too complicated. All these things happened when we were kids and we just got put on the same plan. And now we're all stuck there forever. It happens.
Like, it avoids us. It lets us get out of relationships easier. Think about that. Yes. Tell your parents that.
Divorce is a lot easier nowadays.
You don't want to be like Tom and Kristen, where like you're together because your phone bill's together.
Yeah. Ask our parents' friends, the divorced ones, how hard it was to separate their cable boxes. It sucked, I'm sure. One person pays for cable. Sure, it's fine.
Listen, let me interview my dad, who's a divorce lawyer. I bet he'll say it's not that hard.
Difficult. Those cell phone plans, you can't get out of those. So, Jax here apologizes to Schwartz about the Katie thing, but Jax just wants Katie to admit it, which
that's what's annoying. Why? Is now he's saying, if she just would admit it, I'd let it go. It's well, that's not true.
Jax is on that truth thing. He's like, everyone should just tell the truth. I did it and I still kept my three best friends. Listen,
if your friend's significant other admitted to cheating, would you just let it go?
No, you just be like, cool, thanks. Now we can all go back to our lives.
When you spouted this entire episode that you want them to break up, you're just going to let it go.
I can't. Also, what is the point of this?
Like, I poured all this gasoline onto this light bulb. Do I just walk away now?
No. Then you just buy more gasoline. And so they text a picture of they Instagram a picture of them bike riding and then text Katie that they're coming to lunch. And this makes Christina and Stassi leave. They're like, there's no fucking way, which I can't blame them for that. I feel bad.
Katie, I'm shocked Katie stayed. Oh, yeah. I would not. If I was dating him and he came with these two assholes, I'd be
I'll save you my table. Bye.
Enjoy your lunch. I'm out.
I think Christina, listen, like I said, I don't think Stassi telling Katie to give Tom an ultimatum is like great either, but I think Christina's a little bit more sympathetic. Like, I think she's like, oh, I feel bad that you're going through this. Whereas I think Stassi's like, just leave, you know, like,
if Stassi hadn't left, I don't think Christina Kelly would have.
Would have what?
Like left. Like, just like Katie and Christina Kelly having lunch. Yeah. Christina Kelly would have stayed there. Yeah.
100%. They're here. The boys are here. I want to take a note that Sandoval says hi to Katie, but Jax doesn't.
Yes.
Sandoval very nicely is like, hey, Katie. And then Jax is just like, Schwartz, what do you want to eat? You know, and it's like, okay. So Schwartz and Katie sit outside. Well, hi, Bubba. How are you, Bubba? I kind of think they're cute at this moment.
I do too. Hi,
how are you? So Sandoval and Jax get the food. Katie tells Schwartz that she's upset that his friends are trashing her. And Schwartz does say it's not they, it's just Jax.
Which is true. Sandoval trash her. He voices his concerns.
And then moves on.
Yeah.
When Schwartz says, let's stop. Sandoval stops. So Schwartz says he believes Jax is like kind of like a jealous girlfriend. Like, if he's not paying
great Jax analogy, attention. Schwartz. Yes. Wow.
Also, I think Jax doesn't want to be single alone. So I think he's like, hey, Schwartz, because Ariana and Tom just started. Yeah, they don't have any problems yet. Whereas like Schwartz and Katie have been dating years, so they probably have problems. So now Jax is like, look at all these light bulbs. I get to gasoline.
And I bet Jax thought like, oh, Sandoval and Kristen are breaking up. I'm going to get single Sandoval. But he kind of just shifted right into a new relationship. Right into
Ariana. Yeah. So the boys are back with foods. So Katie brings up the pool party. And how the rumors about her being motorboating this dick has been the main part of conversation, which I think is a good, whatever. Hey guys, I heard I'm being talked about with this rumor. Let's just get it out.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Let's discuss.
And this is where Jax says it's not a rumor because he saw it. And Katie's like, you're a liar. And I'm a firm believer that if you can keep your cool, you're probably more likely telling the truth. But this is where I think Jax is an asshole. So Katie almost just loses it because she's like, you're so fucking annoying. I think
she's so pissed at him for so many reasons.
Yeah.
It's 100%. This is just the last straw and I would probably fucking lose it.
Yeah. So then Sandoval is really trying to like keep the peace. He keeps telling Jax to just stop, just shut up. And then Jax implies that Katie only goes with what Stassi lets her to do. And is like, is Stassi fine that you're here? So then that makes Katie even more upset, which I understand. And then Jax calls Katie a cheater, which I don't know if a cheater can call another cheater a cheater and make it sound like bad.
Yeah, like okay.
Like one murderer yells at another murderer. Like
you're a murderer. You're a mass murderer. You're a murderer. Well, you're a mass murderer.
It's just stupid. So Schwartz, this is where I'm pissed at Schwartz. He is just enjoying his cheese melt, not doing anything.
When he does say stuff, he's like, guys, stop.
Bubba, guys, Bubba Jax. Hey, Jax, stop. Bubba.
I would have been like, shut the fuck up. I mean, I think he's trying to be quiet because it's like in public. Sandoval's doing more here than Schwartz.
Sandoval's like, you need to stop. Yes, he's
like, shh, we're in public.
He's nicely kind of doing what Schwartz should do, right? He's telling Jax to stop and he's being like, Katie, it's okay. We don't think you're a liar. Yeah. Like he's trying to comfort it. If I was Katie, I would want Schwartz to be like, this is stupid and ridiculous. I would have taken Katie and been like, let's sit at a different table. I would have looked at my friends and been like, you guys are assholes. I'm not hanging out with you right now. If this is how it's going to be, we came to see my girlfriend. And if you're going to be a dick about it, then eat without me.
Boom. Yeah. Bye. Something of like, Jax, stop.
Anything.
This isn't okay. Don't talk to her like that. Like something. He's not sticking up for her. He's just trying to like stop them from yelling at each other.
And then I like Sandoval's like, Katie, maybe you were too drunk to remember. Like, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. Oh,
these are the things you, like, say in front of your friends who are feeling the fire. Also, this is a private conversation.
Yeah, this is also kind of bad, but I think he said it in a nice way. Whereas, so then Katie says, but it didn't happen. And then Jax tells Katie that she's not wanted here. And again, she should probably call Stassi, because Stassi doesn't know if, like, this is okay.
That come and annoy me, because it's like, you came to her, bitch.
Yeah, Katie was here. Her friends left.
Leave.
Yeah, her friends left to avoid you. You fucked up. You did this. So, so Schwartz is now like, hey, Jax, we're happy. Can you stop? Can you stop doing this? So then Katie calls Jax a liar, and Jax is doing these things where he's just like making faces at Katie, which this is just the worst argument now. It's just like, you're a liar. Well, you're a cheater. Well, you're stupid. I agree. Katie wants her boyfriend to man up, and, you know, but what kind of a man sits there while his friends swear at her and call her their relationship a joke? I agree. This was some bullshit on Tom Schwartz's fault. Right. So Katie decides it'd probably be better if she left.
Yeah.
Jax yells after her to say hi to Stassi, which, like, oh my bitch, God. Kate,
I'm like, you're so pathetic. These insults you're throwing are obsessed. So annoying.
He's obsessed with her. If he thinks this makes Katie look bad, it doesn't. It makes Jax look bad. So Tom gets up and goes after Katie, and he's like, come on, guys. No, this is where you'd be like, pay for my cheese melt. Fuck you. Bye.
I know. I'd be like, fuck you. Like, seriously?
Yeah. I was trying to enjoy my cheese melt, and you fucked this up for me.
Yeah. This is your time to speak, because, like, they're not bickering at each other. Like, you should, like, even if it's just like a fuck you as you leave.
Yeah. And he should have left, because then Jax can realize that maybe he did something wrong. Right. If Tom Schwartz isn't mad at Jax, oh, I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So Tom gets up and he's like, I have to go talk to Katie. And Jax says, you live with her. You talk to her anytime you want.
Jax doesn't understand what, like, a real relationship is, he and, like, is how to, dumbest. When you fight, how to, like, proceed after a fight. It seems like he just knows how to get into a fight, have makeup sex, and then move on, and not actually, like, address anything.
No, and then cheat some more. So, Katie removed herself. I think she turned the corner, and she is crying. And I kind of get this, even if, like, she's so hurt. I don't think she's that hurt by it. I think it's more of like, she's so frustrated that this was happening and Tom didn't stick up for her.
Yeah.
And she couldn't really let out all her anger, because she's in a public place. She's just going to cry. Because when I get really mad and I can't do anything about it, I cry. Like, it just happens.
Yep.
So Sandoval, meanwhile, literally is like, why the fuck did you do that, man? Like,
yeah. And Sandoval's scolding Jax more than Schwartz is.
I know. And Jax is like, I just want her to admit it. But it, like, Schwartz doesn't care. So, like, why do you? This is like the Kristen thing. If no one else cares, you can't care, because it has nothing to do with you.
Well, like,
right?
Listen, you can care, but, like, you got to stop acting on it. I care about a lot of fucking things and I swallow them, because I can't care more than you do. Like, yeah. My brother was school. Listen, he doesn't give a shit. I want him to graduate college. I can't care more than he does, and, like, just worry and, like, wait for something to happen. Jax, you can't care more than Schwartz does about his girlfriend potentially cheating on him. Either he will care and break up with her, or he's going to stay in this relationship no matter what.
Exactly.
Time to move on.
So Schwartz and Katie, I think, make up, because they kiss goodbye and Katie leaves. And Schwartz goes back and is like, the fuck? And Jax goes, I didn't start it. Which literally...
he is 2 years old.
Literally means you did start it and you fucked up. And then Sandoval is like, he's so nice. He's like, hey, I hope Katie knows, like, I was trying to stick up for her.
I wasn't saying anything mean. Yeah. That's what you do. That's like, if you're trying to defend yourself, like... Sandoval is worried about Katie's impression of him. Jax is just being like, I didn't do anything. He has no empathy for other people.
Yeah. And Schwartz says he doesn't care. It's not worth it to him. Even if this is true. At this point, he, like, doesn't care. And Sandoval says he should care. And it's about honesty, which I kind of get. He's looking out for his friend, right? Like, you should care, man, if it did happen. The only thing is, Katie has said it didn't happen. So can we move on? right?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else that, what, are we going to, where's the pictures? There's
no other proof. I mean, here's the thing. Sandoval can move on.
Yeah.
Jax move on.
So Schwartz says he knows Katie and she isn't a cheater. And also, how do you even motorboat a dick? Which is question of the episode. Still
fucking confused.
Let me know. And he does say if it did happen, she was pissed drunk. There's no emotional investment. And Schwartz says, like, honestly, are we going to make her admit it? Because if we did that, we wouldn't admit it. And all the guys are like, yeah, true. Which, like, they've admitted.
Double standard.
They've held back a lot more. So.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, honestly. All right. We finally made it to the end of the episode.
Oh my gosh, next, this was a long one, but.
We just had so much to debate.
I know. Listen, we had to go all of our investigative routes.
Yeah. So next time on Vanderpump Rules, the boys have to work at Pump and they are not happy about it. Kristen texted Stassi, and Kristen and Stassi seem to have meet up, and she tells Stassi about Schwartz cheating on Katie. Jax wants Schwartz to cheat on Katie, and Katie confronts Tom Schwartz about cheating now.
Yikes.
Ooh, I don't know. Okay, so we need accepted and blocked. Man, I'm so mad at everyone right now. This episode just pissed me off. I could block everyone. Honestly.
I honestly could. Like, who's a shining star here? No one.
I could block everyone. Should we start with blocked then?
Yeah.
I'm going to block Jax. I cannot. This dude cares way too much. He's such a fucking idiot. He's always here. All he does is tell Schwartz. He's like, you got to break up with her. She motorboated this dick. His story doesn't make sense. First, only he saw it. Then him and Sheena. Then five people saw it. I don't understand. If you don't have the proof, you got to move on. It's stupid. Also, last year you lied the whole time. Why now everyone got to be honest? We wasted a whole fucking season on you lying. I don't understand. I know. Goodbye. That's it.
Well, I am going to block a different person.
Fair.
I'm going to block Schwartz, to be honest.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
I mean, I would do the whole, like, here's a dog, like, let's put this off a year. But I don't think that is the correct thing to do. I think it's great. I think it'll work. But I don't think that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
That's just, like, a minor infraction, obviously. I really don't like that, like, he lets his friends put the blame for his actions always on Katie. Like, that's your girlfriend. It's not your keeper. Like, it doesn't seem like he's like that whipped. In my opinion, when people are whipped, it's because you want to be whipped. So like, go have a conversation with your friend about it, not the girlfriend. And I really don't like that I don't think he stands up for Katie enough in any of the conversations. The one where the guys came with their pool toys. And then this lunch, if I was Katie, we would not be together. Not because of any cheating rumors, but because of that conversation.
Like, if you watch this back, you'd be like, excuse me.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
That's good. Okay. Yeah. Fuck the dudes this episode.
Like, I have more self-respect for me and I can defend myself a hell of a lot better if you're not around.
Yeah. Good point. Okay. Who should we accept? I think I know who I'm going to accept, but it could change.
Who you want?
No, I know. Okay. I know who I'm going to accept. It's late here. It's not even that late, but it's late. I'm going to accept Katie. Honestly. Ooh. All right. Let me tell you. So she's pretty, honestly, for the most part, all the problems going around her, but she's kind of like unproblematic, right? She gets a dog. She then has to deal with kind of like Kristen's bullshit. And she's just kind of like,
that perfectly. Great.
She didn't lose her cool. Kristen's the one that lost it. And Katie ended it with like, this is a perfect example of why I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Right. Then after that, she gets this lovely lunch with all her friends. And then at this lunch, I don't think she did anything wrong. I think bringing up the issue that all these dudes supposedly have with her is a great idea. And she was like, hey, let's talk about it really quick. And the fact that Jax was an asshole about it says nothing on Katie. And I think it shows a lot that Sandoval was sticking up for her. Like, her boyfriend's best friend thought she was so in the right that he took the time to stand up for her.
Yes.
I think it's great.
And especially when he doesn't fully like believe in her, like, believe in it all. Like, he has criticized them, but he knows Jax is wrong.
Yeah. So I think Katie honestly looks great in this. I don't think she did one thing wrong. Yeah, I'm a big Katie fan. I'm big, honestly, season three, I'm a big Katie fan. So
yeah, I just think this is like a rough boat because she's like fighting and it doesn't look great. But like you said, it's not her fault. Ugh,
She literally didn't even know any of this was happening. She's literally just like, I got a dog and now everyone's fucking attacking me for motorboating a dick. What does that even mean? And you know what? I hope she got a photo shoot out of it. Great.
Well, I bet she kind of has whiplash because I bet this did come up when it happened because Schwartz does not seem shocked. Katie doesn't seem shocked that it's like being brought up, but she's like, what are we talking about? Like, why are we talking about this? This didn't happen.
Yeah, it's stupid. So yeah, that's my, I accept Katie. I think she needs a friend right now and I got her back on this one.
You're going to be her friend.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be Saucy's friend because I think professionally, despite not actually doing a lot, listen, getting that first thing on your resume sometimes isn't actually 100% legit, but you have to have that first thing to get that second.
That's true.
Like that first internship, let's be honest, a lot like, well, I guess accounting's a little bit different, but
yeah,
for me, like marketing, that first internship I did was a joke. Like just put it on my resume so I can say I did something to get my second. So that's, in my opinion, that's how this went. But she networked the hell out of that and got that guy's card. That's how you, man,
you're right,
optimize that opportunity. And then third of all, I think she's doing really great with these ninja skills of like avoiding jacks.
Oh, I agree with that. Usually I don't have a problem with who you accept, but I do not agree with this one at all. But that's fine. That's what it is. I mean,
that ninja skill though kind of gets a nice little check mark.
We each get one. I'm impressed she got the photographer's number, but apart from that, I thought
who the fuck else should I accept? Sheena Marie?
Christina Kelly.
I'm pretty sure I accepted her last week. She's the only one holding the show at like a neutral level.
It's definitely hard.
These anchors are just pulling her down to the dark world. That's why I just want to tan up here.
That's why we don't have to agree. We each pick one, but I would have never. Sassy was not even on my radar, and she's still not.
I don't like picking the same ones unless it's like the only person. If I can make an argument for someone, I'm happy to.
That's true. Okay. Yay. This was fun. Join us for our after show, which is on our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Look out for our new, whatchamacallit, podcast for Summer House. Summer House. Fun.
And all those one season wonder episodes.
Yes, those are on this podcast. I think that's it. We love you more than a bottle of vodka.